So we are continuing our theme week on Christmas songs.
Oh, yes, we are.
And today, the Christmas song we're talking about is Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's a rhetorical question. Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah. So that song is a charity song written in 1984 by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure to raise money for the 1983 to 1985 famine in Ethiopia. Mm. It was first recorded by Band Aid, a supergroup assembled consisting of popular British and Irish musical acts at the time. It was recorded in a single day at a London recording studio in November of 1984. How they managed to fit all of all those people's schedules lining up on that one day.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Everybody be here.
Yeah.
And it's, George Michael, I'll be 5 minutes late. And no, you're not going to be in the song. We're do it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Right.
Yeah.
So Do They Know It's Christmas was inspired by a series of reports made by the BBC in 1984, which drew attention to the famine in Ethiopia. Geldof was so moved that he decided to try to raise money using his contacts in pop music.
Oh, okay.
He enlisted the help of Midge Ure from the group Ultravox to produce a charity record. Ure took Geldof's lyrics and created the melody and backing track for the record.
Mm.
Geldof began recruiting musicians, calling many of the most popular British and Irish performers of the time, persuading them to donate their time.
Yeah, right. Good.
His one criterion for selection was how famous they were to maximize sales of the record.
Oh, good idea.
He called Sting.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big name.
A big name.
And Simon Le Bon, who agreed to participate along with the rest of Duran Duran. Also Boy George, Michael, Bono, and Phil Collins, among others.
Wow, yeah.
Now, the reason that Geldof was able to assemble such an impressive lineup of stars for Band Aid was by refusing to go through the proper channels.
Oh.
So instead of speaking to their managers or their record labels or their agents, he found their phone numbers for the artist and spoke to them himself.
Wow.
And then they all agreed to do it.
That's good. That's
sneaky.
Went
around the red tape.
And that's good.
You know?
Yeah. That's how you get things done.
That's right. So Geldof later revealed only three people had turned him down, but he refused to say who.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Can we guess?
I don't know.
Can we guess?
Those he asked, but who were unable to appear instead, sent recorded messages of support that appeared on the single's B-side, including David Bowie and Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. Paul couldn't make it, huh? Bus fare.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Although the majority of the artists who took part were the UK or Ireland's biggest musical stars at the time, there were some unusual participants.
Oh, yeah?
Members of the U.S. group Kool & the Gang also appeared on the record.
Happened to be there?
Yeah, they were signed to the same record label as the Boomtown Rats and just happened to be visiting their London offices on the day that Geldof walked in to pitch his idea for the single, the charity single, to the label.
Hey, guys, what's going on
here? So it's kind of like how, what was the other one where We Are the World with Dan Aykroyd was just there?
Just wandered in.
Yeah, it's like how, what was the connection there?
Yeah, well, come on, Dan. Yeah.
So Geldof and Ure didn't wait until the records were pressed before they shopped for airtime. On November 29th, just 4 days after its marathon recording session, the song made its official debut.
Wow.
That is quick. So they drove a cassette tape over to the BBC, and they started playing it every hour.
Do you know what a cassette is, Sarah?
I do know what a cassette is.
Oh, you do know?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That's what I guess.
A-side and B-side.
Yes.
Like a record. Do you know what a record is?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Good.
So it sold 1 million copies in the first week, becoming the fastest-selling single in UK chart history, and it held that title until 1997 when it was overtaken by Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
Elton John.
The song also reached number one in 13 other countries, and in all, more than $28 million was raised.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good money.
I'd say that's a success.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the success led to several other charity singles like We Are the World by USA for Africa and spin-off charity events such as Comic Relief and the 1985 Live Aid concert.
Oh, yeah.
And Do They Know It's Christmas was re-recorded and re-released in 1989, 2004, and 2014.
Wow, really?
Which I didn't realize it was released again in 2014. But
never heard of
the 1989 and 2004 versions also raised funds for famine relief, while the 2014 version raised funds for the Ebola crisis in West Africa.
All right. Do we know anybody in the 20? Would I know anybody in the 2014?
I think you would.
I would. Yeah. Like are the Spice Girls in that?
No, but I think Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. Yeah.
I can't remember.
That's That's brother. Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah, so we're going to play Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Which, the original?
The original.
The OG.
The 1984 version.
The OV. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Oh, that song takes me back. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about that.
Oh, hang on. Remind us now that your microphone's on.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're sorry.
I was so swept back to 1985 with that song. Go on.
We were talking about that song as part of our theme week on Christmas songs.
There you go. Yeah. That's it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Weeky Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Do They Know It's Christmas was recorded in one day.
The song debuted just 4 days after it was recorded.
And the song raised more than $28 million for the famine in Ethiopia.
There you go. Now, who do the royalties? Because every time we play a record here on the radio, we pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, do we pay for it? Does that money go to charity or does it?
I mean, I would assume so. It would still go, right?
I think so. So every year it would grow and more money would go.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it wasn't just like a one-time thing,
one-time
right?
One-time deal, and then suddenly the guy that wrote the song is like just hiding in the back, counting the cash every year.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for saying it was a good question. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We looked up the 2014 version.
Yeah.
One Direction was on there.
Your favorite, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran was on there with his red hair.
Bono, again.
Yeah. Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
With no hair.
Yes. Yeah. Coldplay.
Yeah. Oh, Coldplay, mm-hmm. Right. Of course. Yeah. All right. Folks want to learn more about Do They Know It's Christmas, Sarah? Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you include a video, usually from YouTube. It's on the internet.
Right.
Of the song that we play. And did you do that for this one?
Of course.
I love that. It's a great, it's a pretty good video. They're all just standing there, right?
Well, like, I mean, they didn't really, it was a very quick release, like I said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't really have time to shoot a music video.
No,
so.
But they're all standing there. Like,
right, it's like in the recording.
Like it's seventh grade choir class and they're all just on the risers.
And, yes. Like low budget.
Low budget with a lot of high budget people.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, episode number 5, as we wrap up the full set of Christmas songs.
That's right.
All right. Ed Smith along with Traffic. That guy's busy today.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping an eye on the expressways. He's going to fill us in what's happening on the roads in just a few minutes. If you're still at work before you leave, listen to this update. Marvin Gaye's on the way, the Spinners, and much more on Legends 102.7. Christmas Eve kits making your life easier at Auto Tomatoes. It feeds 6 to 10 people, comes with chicken parm, meatballs, sausage, penne, and tomato sauce. You can order by December 23rd. Pick it up on Christmas Eve between 9 and 5 at Auto Tomatoes.